I know that my mother told me that one of the members of the family helped to build the Erie Canal.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So
that would be Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I remember my great-grandmother. My father took me to see Grandma when I was just a little thing.
Uh-huh.
And she sat in a rocking chair, and she held her shawl, and she rocked.
Yeah.
And
she rocked?
Oh, yes. And my father always took her something.
Oh, yeah.
And other people didn't bother with her. She sat on Aunt Minnie's back porch in her rocking chair. And Aunt Minnie was one of these people. She'd sit on the floor with her back against the wall to sew or do whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she wore her hat straight on her head. She put her Bible under her arm and she marched to church.
Oh, this was in Cole?
Yes.
What church?
Methodist, I think.
Uh-huh.
And
so when you went to see your grandma, your great-grandma, that was your great-grandma that
yeah.
was rocking?
My father would take me.
And so that was his grandmother?
Well, no. The first one that was his grandmother died.
Oh.
But this one just adored him. He was the one that was good to us.
Uh-huh.
He was the kindest person that you could imagine. He thought about other people all the time.
And what was his name?
William. Will. We called him Will. Will Bloom.
Oh, Will Bloom?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And, of course, you know, they had 15 kids.
Whoa.
All together. Great-grandpa and grandpa. And they had, and this was grandpa's second wife. And he brought all his first kids. And then they didn't know what caused it. No, they had lots of kids.
They didn't know what caused kids?
No.
I bet they did.
And he used to call. They'd circle the wagons. And Grandpa would call square dancing. And they'd dance.
Where?
On the way out to Oregon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, actually circle the wagons. I
yes.
Thought, oh.
Oh, yes. They had to have a little bit of relaxation and something like that to go with the hardships of coming.
Uh-huh.
They lost lots of things coming.
Yeah,
because the burden, they got too loaded sometimes.
Uh-huh, they'd have to
and he would lose the oxen.
Uh-huh.
They came by oxen train. But grandfather, great-grandfather, they got some very fine horses to bring.
Uh-huh.
That was going to be their stock. And you were very careful with them.
Uh-huh. I bet. Yeah. That was like
and, of course, the barn was just as important or more than the house.
Uh-huh. And so those are the people that came to Cole. And the first people that...
They were with the train that was going on down to the Willamette.
Uh-huh.
But when they saw this valley, Grandpa said, "This is our valley."
Uh-huh. Wow.
And this is as far as we go.
And what year was that, do you think, about?
Well, in the 50s, I guess.
1850.
I don't have the exact date.
So then they settled, and how many
kids? Well, you see, they had so many kids. And one place where they went, when they got up in the morning, one boy was gone. They stopped the train, and all the men got on the horses that they had and rode and rode and rode. But as time went on, they were going to be out of supplies. And they never found him. And grandmother was just devastated. She lost the boy.
How old was he?
About sometime along about 11,
came out were your great-grandparents.
And my, yes, and my grandparents. And my grandparents.
Your grandparents.
Grandpa Boone was a short, heavy-set man. And he came to farm. He did not want anything to do with politics. That wasn't his interest. He was going to farm. And they brought their oxen and all that kind of thing.
And so he was the child of the great-grandparents?
Yes.
Okay.
But he was...
Was he grown then when they...
Oh, yes. He drove one team of oxen, and Grandma sat beside him with their first baby.
Oh, they were married already?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, they married in those days early.
Yeah, but I didn't understand grandparents were...
Oh, great-grandpa had his family. Grandpa had his family.
Uh-huh.
I think there were 13 altogether.
Wow.
And... So when they got up one morning, one red-headed boy, there was lots of red hair in our family.
This is Irish.
He was missing.
Uh-huh.
They could not find him. They got on the horses they had, they rode, they did everything. Finally, they were going to get out of supplies, so they had to go on.
Wow.
Grandma never got over it.
Yeah.
And now that would have been my father's.
Grandparents.
Yes. Okay. And he, my father was born in Covey, the first boy born there.
Okay, he was born of?
After they got there.
Okay.
Grandpa.
And his name was?
William.
Oh, your father's name was William.
We called him Bill.
Bill. Blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't born yet, see.
Yeah.
They got there. And they selected the place where they built a cabin. It was a big log cabin because they had a family.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way they got to the upstairs was a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
That's where they get
the loft.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it was quite a house because in the years. Long years after they tried to tear it down, it took two men and a boy to get a nail out. They didn't use many nails.
Uh-huh.
It was so well built, so put together that.
Where was it?
Well, you know where Five Point is.
Not really.
When you go to Cove.
I don't know Cove really well. I live in the valley.
Oh well, then I can't tell you. As you go from Union to Cove,
oh, yeah.
You go over Five Point,
uh-huh.
And there was all that land out there, that farmland that they took up.
Oh, yeah. So they just
stopped right there.
And that was their, they just...
Grandpa was going to be, he came to farm, and whatever else somebody wanted to do, did. But he was going to farm.
Uh-huh.
And they had oxen, and they had horses. Which they treasured and cared for. And...
So were there other people there that had homesteaded, or were they the only...
Oh, yeah. There was people he knew in his early days, you know. And he grew up the hard way, believe me.
I bet, yeah.
But the grandmother was known as the good woman by the Indians.
Ah.
She would give them and she was always polite to them. And they were saved when the other families were killed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
They called her the good woman.
Uh-huh. So what is? How did the Indians, what happened about that? Was
well, happening? You know, the Indians would raid.
Oh, they would?
Oh, yes. Right in that valley.
Right here?
Yes.
And were they Wallawa Indians, or who were they?
I don't know. They were all the tribes that lived here in those days.
Oh.
I don't think they were Sioux.
No.
I didn't know, but...
Well, the tribes around here were like the Cayuse.
Yeah, that's what they were.
Cayuse.
And there is no Cayuse tribe now. It's wiped out.
Yeah, they were the Cayuse were over in the Whitman Mission.
Now, when they had their powwow out. Dudley Mobility, where there wasn't a natural spring.
Right. Well, is that property still in your family now? No.
Not anymore.
Oh.
But it was for all my young years.
Oh, yeah.
Dudley used to come take me up on his knee. I remember him. And he and my grandma lived later.
Mm-hmm.
And she had, they had a big family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget Aunt Minnie. She sat on the floor with her back to the wall. I never let her come down when she sold.
Sat on the floor?
Yes.
Why'd she sit on the floor?
Well, the Aunt Minnie shares in those floors.
You mean this is when she
was... People, that was the early days. You didn't have a lot. You couldn't go and buy a chair, you know.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is when she was a young girl.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And she would sit there and sew. And she was a pretty, pretty, pretty. I'll never forget her.
Huh.
She put her hat on straight. She never had any children. She put her hat on straight. And it sat right up there. She put her Bible under her arm, and she marched to church.
So she must have been a lot younger than your father.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, because you remember.
Or my father. Oh, that don't make any difference. My father knew everybody.
Oh.
He grew up that way.
Yeah. He was friendly.
My goodness, yes. They, that land they took up is now Conley land.
Oh, I don't know that. See, I don't really know about coal too much.
Oh, yep.
I'm from the other part of the valley. I know about that out there, but I don't know. Actually, I live on Ruckel Road, which is going up to the mountain, you know.
Where?
Ruckel. Like where Ruckel Junction is, up on the mountain.
I don't know what that is.
Well, you go, it's north of Somerville, northwest of Somerville.
Oh.
Like Somerville's here, and you go that way, and you go this way to Elgin. So, and then you...
Well, my Union was the county seat.
Oh, when you were growing up?
And then the Grand took it away.
When you
were... Oh, there was a bitterness.
Uh-huh.
No, before my time.
Oh,
when my father was... I'm way back, farther back than you, when I'm telling you these things.
Right. It's before your time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But I still remember Aunt Minnie,
mm-hmm.
because she went to Sunday school like that. And
did
she...
Did you talk to her and stuff?
She had no children.
What
if you did, she'd bite your head off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was that kind of person. She wore a straw hat. She wore it straight. She never tipped it. She never... It just sat there.
Mm-hmm.
I can still see it.
Real
when
hard.
She sewed sitting on the floor with her back against the wall. She never bent over a bit. She did everything. She had to stay straight.
She must have been... She should have been in the army or something.
I don't know what she was.
Huh.
But anyway, that was Aunt Minnie. She had no children. So she took care of Grandma.
Oh.
And Grandma sat on the side porch in a rocking chair with her shawl around her.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have a very happy life, I don't think.
Because it was hard?
No, I think Aunt Minnie was cranky.
Oh.
And Uncle George, and they had no children.
Oh, and Aunt Minnie was married then?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Aunt Minnie and Uncle George. So... Grandma sat there in a rocking chair with a shawl over her shoulder, and my father would take me by the hand there when I was only little like that. We'd go up and see Grandma, and she just adored him because he never forgot her.
Uh-huh.
And she smoked a corn cob pipe.
She did. Huh.
She was from the South, and he would take her things that she would like, and Aunt Minnie never thought of doing anything like that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And she lived in that many in Uncle George, and they had no children.
So there was no fun.
No fun. There was, well, when I think about that many, I can't even think of the word fun.
Yeah.
That was the way she was.
Mm-hmm.
And took all kinds to make a world. She was one of them.
Well, okay, so Aunt Minnie was your brother's, I mean your dad's sister.
No.
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 Uncle George was your dad's brother.
The grandmother of my father died. Now this was the next wife's kid.
Oh, I see.
And they went ahead and had kids.
Yeah.
And that was the one that crossed the plain.
Oh.
They got up this morning, one morning, and one of them has red curly hair. And he was gone. They got on their horses and they rode and they rode. They never found her. So his mother lost the boy. She never got over it, of course.
And so then you came along, how did...
Oh, no, that was long after that.
Well, except you went to see Aunt Minnie, you remember that.
Well, you know, they were pretty rough.
I have to make sure this thing's still going.
Aunt Minnie and Uncle George lived in the house at Cathy Creek, where they and Grandma lived with them because others in the family had families.
Uh-huh.
But Aunt Minnie and Uncle George had no children. And it's a good thing. Because Aunt Minnie wouldn't have tolerated anything.
Oh, maybe that's why she was grumpy, because she didn't have any kids.
I don't know. But she was like that. She'd go to Sunday school like that. I could still see her. She had that grim look on her face.
She was scary.
And, of course, we never said anything to her.
Right. Well, you wouldn't.
What would you say to anybody like that?
Yeah.
Well, I was a little kid then.
Yeah.
But I could... And they lived, of course, on the farm. Everybody did.
Everybody lived on the same farm?
No.
No, on a farm.
No, but they all farmed.
Well, when the original people came, did they come, like, as homesteaders? They had a piece of paper that said they could homestead?
And built the cabins, the houses, their log houses. Grandpa built a good, strong log house, and they could not get it apart. They worked and worked and worked when they took that house down. It was in the middle of a big field. There was a spring here. Everything was the way they wanted it.
Uh-huh.
And then they raised the family there.
Right. Did they have livestock and stuff?
Yes.
Did they have livestock?
Oh, yes, they brought some.
Horses and other cows?
Don't ask me how many or anything, but they brought things.
Uh-huh.
And they had the oxen, is what they used.
For plowing.
For everything. Uh-huh. Hitch them to a wagon and go over the mountains and down over the cliff to go toward Portland, to that junction where they could pick up food.
Oh, they went all the way to Portland?
Well, yeah, they went to that.
On the river.
Yes. And from the ships, when they knew, they had word from letters, of course, when their ship would dock there, because it came from the port by Portland up to...
Like the Dalles?
Yes. And there they were. And everybody with their oxen went to get their supplies.
Well, how long did it take them to get there?
I don't know. I wasn't there, but they were.
Must have taken forever to get over.
There was one place where they put the, unhooked the oxen and put ropes on them and put them down over the cliff till it found the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the wagons the same way.
Whoa.
Put the wagon back together again.
Oh.
And go on.
Good lookout.
Yes. Okay. So, he saw them coming. men here, the squaws with papooses on their back, and then the young ones,
uh-huh.
and so on down.
Really?
You rode where you belonged in the tribe.
Your range.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, that's true.
And so my father would get down off the house, mm-hmm. and he'd draw, and he stopped Chief Yellow Feather, because he wanted an Indian pony. They were very careful with the horses they brought.
Uh-huh.
But he wanted one of those tough Indian ponies,
yeah.
and they were tough. So I don't remember what he traded, but he stopped Chief Yellow Feather and talked to him about it.
How did they talk?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there. Sign language and...
Did they know English some?
I don't know whether they did or not.
Uh-huh.
But they understood each other.
Okay.
So, my father wanted an Indian pony. They were so tough. So, I don't know what he traded. Now, I can't remember that he traded Chief Yellow Feather something he wanted
uh-huh.
for an Indian pony.
And he got one. Wow.
And he would get on that pony and ride to the Grand from Cole at the dead run. They were so tough that you could, and they took a long breath, you could come home.
Really?
Yeah.
So then did he breed that pony, or did he?
He kept the pony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was his horse.
Uh-huh.
And the grass was as high as the saddle stirrups.
Really?
In those days.
Yeah.
And so he knew the Indians. They knew him.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
neat. And Grandma did. And they called her the good woman.
So when he went to Le Grand, it was just like a path? Or was it a road? Or what?
Oh, they didn't have roads then.
They didn't have any roads?
No, you just went.
Oh, the river and stuff was out there.
Well, you knew where they were. And you knew where you could get across.
Oh, I see. So you just crossed the river at a crossing.
It was never so bad they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And they knew what they were doing, these kids growing up.
Oh, yeah, they were.
They grew up in that.
Yeah.
And so he'd ride. His mother was ill. He rode all the way to the Grand. And got the doctor after they got a doctor there. And he brought her back. And they came in a horse and buggy. They had to put the horse in the barn and stay all night. And they took care of Grandma.
So what was the matter with her?
I don't know.
Oh.
But anyway, my father drove with a young fellow. He rode to the Grand because Mama was awful sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she finally died.
Oh, she did.
And she left. Frank was the oldest one. He was a spoiled brat. Grandpa had an awful time with him. He did everything for him. He bought him a sawmill. He did everything. But Uncle Frank would go out, take the best horse out of the barn, take the best saddle and bridle, and ride off into sunset when it was time to work in the fields.
Oh.
He wasn't about to do that.
So he was the one that was there before?
He's the one that she carried on her lap across the plain. Then she had my father after they got the cold. He was the first boy born there.
And then how many more kids did she have?
Oh, two girls, and Uncle Pete was next to my father. And Aunt Ada and Aunt Emma. And because Uncle Frank, he rode away into sunset.
And he actually did leave then?
So. The other boys stayed and worked on the farm.
Uh-huh.
But he wasn't about to work on the farm.
So what happened to him?
Well, he finally got himself a saloon.
No.
He married a good woman. He knew what he was doing that way. And he had a family. And I remember when the girls were red-headed, just as red-headed as fire. And my mother thought she might help to raise her. But they couldn't do anything with her. She went back home. And that was Aunt Bessie. those days.
Right. To a regular town that had
They had a drugstore, they had a post office, they had Dave Lane's department store. And believe me, that was the hub of the whole thing. Dave Lane had this department for dry goods. You went across here, you could buy some canned stuff. Then you went in the backside, and here were shoes, and there were dishes. And so he had a department store. And it was a big store, no new one in that vicinity.
Yeah.
Better than anything he had any place else.
Oh. And better than LeGrand.
No, that was in Gold.
I know, but it was better than LeGrand.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Did they have, was there a dressmaking shop?
No, they didn't have those. A woman would have a dressmaking shop.
Oh, that's what I mean. Was there a dressmaking shop?
Well, there must have been.
I
know there was one in Union.
There was?
Yes. Uh-huh. Because my mother had the wedding gown and her second day dress made there.
Oh, really? Wow.
And Grandpa and Grandma and Karen came from South Dakota.
On your mother's side?
Yeah, my mother's side. Okay. And they came by chartered car. By that time, they had a railroad.
Oh.
Such as it was. Mm-hmm. You rented the whole car.
Really?
And you moved your family, your furniture, FNC, everything right in there.
Well, that was a lot easier than
they hooked it onto the train and brought you west.
And that was a lot easier than a covered wagon.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. That's the way my mother got here.
Oh.
When the red...
Okay, now just stop. So, your mother came with her parents, though.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And
all of them did.
How old was she when she came?
Oh, I don't know.
Little, big, medium?
She was a growing girl.
A growing girl, like a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And she had sisters and one brother.
Okay, what was her name?
Cora.
Or what?
French Kindler.
Oh.
Now there was, in Ireland, they had a castle, the family did. And that girl had a maid. She combed her hair. She did everything. That girl didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And because she was the queen of the castle.
Uh-huh.
And so, she fell in love with the man that drove the team to take the family places.
Oh, not a good idea.
And he was a Dutchman.
Oh.
And his name was Van Skuterman.
Oh.
And so when she wanted to go someplace, she could go out there and he'd take her. And they fell in love.
I bet he did take her, yeah.
And he was from Holland. And she was from Ireland.
And this was in Ireland?
This was in Ireland.
Okay.
And in that big castle that the family owned. And when she ran off and married him, they disowned her.
I bet they did.
Oh, yes. She didn't want to. If she had a maid to comb her hair, she had everything, you know. And she just turned her back on the whole thing, married to go to it. And so.
So then where'd they go?
The United States.
Oh, then they immigrated to the United States on a boat.
Yeah.
Oh. And now, early
1800s,
maybe?
Oh, yeah. I know one of the boys, a lot of the family came. One of the boys helped build the Erie Canal.
Oh. One of her boys?
No.
Oh.
I don't know one of the family boys.
Oh, okay. Huh.
I don't know which one that was. You can't keep track of all of them.
Well, yeah. But your grandmother, Cora, was like a...
My mother, Cora.
Well, your mother, Cora.
My mother's name was Cora.
Oh, she's the
My aunt's mother. Name was Luella, and Elizabeth, Libby, they called her, and Aunt Marie, and then they had one boy, and Aunt Marie became a nurse. She was the head of the surgical department in Walla Walla, the first one they had like that.
so now, just a minute, I'm confused.
That's in my mother's family.
Okay, your mother's family, but Cora is your mother. And Cora's the one that was in the castle.
Cora what?
Cora's the one that was in the castle who left her...
No, no. That was her grandmother.
Her grandmother?
Yeah.
Okay.
This
okay.
is down the line.
And what was her name?
I don't know.
Okay. So, your mother's grandmother was in the castle. And she...
And they came to the United States, and the family disowned him. And he worked... They worked on the Erie Canal.
Okay. And they then had, they all immigrated out.
Yes.
Okay. And they landed in Cove.
They went to... my mother was born in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And Grandpa's health wasn't what they thought it should be. Come find out the bad heart. And he... moved to South Dakota.
Oh, that's...
And that's where my mother was raised, mostly, because he had a big family. And his name was Van Skinnerlin.
Okay.
And the man from Holland, whose name was Van Skinnerlin, came over to visit because he owned a great part of Holland. And he was a... So he came to visit my mother's father, John. So John had a store in South Dakota.
Okay.
And he would, he stayed at their house. He wore his cane over his shoulder, his arm, and his high hat, silk hat on his head. And he marched down the street with Grandpa John. And
that was his son?
No.
Oh.
That was ahead of him. Couple of generations.
Okay.
And so he came to the United States to find an heir for the town of Enskilling in Holland.
Okay.
Because he was a big Whig there.
Okay.
So he came to Grandpa John Enskilling in South Dakota.
Okay.
And my mother was helping at the store as a young woman.
Uh-huh.
And just really a kid.
Yeah.
And the Sioux Indians shopped there all the time. She could speak Sioux.
Oh.
Yeah, she learned it.
Uh-huh.
And I know she used to say to me, Wazi Nopa Yamani Topa.
Well, what was that? What did that mean?
Wazi Nopa Yamani Topa. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh.
And she knew the language.
Uh-huh.
And she'd wait on the Indians.
Uh-huh. She had to give them change.
Yeah.
And count it out.
And, that was the way they had that store in South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
They had one in Wisconsin first, and then Grandpa moved to South Dakota. And that was the way my mother grew up. And then they decided, the doctor told Grandpa that, and he was one of these gentleman-looking people with this kind of a beard, and, you know. No, he was quiet. So...
about town?
Well, he was proud.
Oh, proud. Okay.
And he felt that
he was... himself up?
Yeah. And he had this store, and he dealt with everybody with the help of my mother and whatever. And it was a kind of a store that they had in those days. A great big stove. People came in, gathered around the stove, bought what they wanted. When they wanted. It was that kind of store.
Like in the movie.
And my mother worked there a lot when she was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doctor told them that Grandpa wasn't, he should come west for his health.
Uh-huh.
So they chartered a car.
Wow.
If you heard of that.
Yeah.
The railroad had just come in.
Uh-huh.
And you rented this big car. Then you moved all your furniture, all your family, everything you wanted in there, and they hooked on to the engine and brought it west.
And so they came to...
That's the way they came.
Did they?
They came to Union first. There was this little track came from down to Junction up to into Union at that time.
Uh-huh.
So when they came in to Union, people said the Dutch had landed.
Oh.
Because because their name is that spirit of it.
Yeah.
And the girls were all just growing up.
Okay, now I'm going to change this, so just wait a second here.
Several neighbors around the town went out, and we ran all of that orchard.
Now, just a second. Oh, yeah.
In 1990. In the meantime, I was born on the ascension ground in gold.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my father was the first boy born in gold. They came by oxen train across the plains. And on the way, one boy disappeared, young self, about 12 or so years old, 11 or 12. And they never found him. The whole train stopped, and the men got on their horses and rode and rode, and they never found it.
Huh.
And so, my great-grandmother never got over that.
Yeah.
But I remember her, while I was just little, and my father took me to see her. She loved my father.
His mother. You're talking about his mother.
That was the boy's mother.
Uh-huh.
And she was not really his grandmother, because she had died, and this was the second wife, see.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But she adored. My father was so good to her. Uh-huh. And she lived with Aunt Minnie and Uncle George. Daniel and Aunt Minnie didn't have any children, and she was one of these people that straight with the Bible under her arm, and her eyes straight ahead and her hat on square.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most
kind of stiff.
Yeah, very. And she went to Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a Bible because I went to Sunday school, but she was sure I went every Sunday and everything before I got it. And all that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And she never had any children. And they would have family reunions at their place. And people would come from the law and all over the country that were related to my father's family, descendants of the people across the plains.
And that was Dutcher? Your maiden name was?
Dale. Bloom. Mitchell Bloom.
Okay.
My father was the... They got into coal, and they threw it. The rest of them went on to the land.
Oh, yeah.
But Grandpa and Great-Grandpa looked at the Grand Ronde Valley, and they said, this is where we stay.
Okay.
And they came right down.
Okay.
Into coals in that area.
Uh-huh.
My folks owned the land from Fry's Point clear back to where the road now goes to the Grand.
Oh, yeah.
And that was...
So then, I think when we talked before, you kind of talked about your parents and what happened, but we didn't talk about your life, you know, your adult life.
Oh. I grew up too fast, I guess.
So you moved here, but this house wasn't here.
Yes, it was.
Oh, this house was here.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
It was built in 1800.
Oh, it was. So you as a married couple, bought this house.
After a while, we lived out on the corner, and he took care of the place for his mother.
Oh, I see.
For nothing. I remember... not to go on the record.
Okay.
But one year she paid me $54 and a few cents.